This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Charitable giving can be part of your end-of-year tax plans. We'll have more from Severson Striggy right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
As we approach the end of 2024, now is a great time to prepare for tax season. There are plenty of things you can do to set yourself up in a better position before you need to file. Matt Roberts, Chief Planning Officer with Severson Striggy, said that if you plan on doing any charitable giving, that needs to be taken care of before the end of the year.
It is the season for year-end tax planning, and we're getting close to the end of the year, so it's time to act if you need to. And so I'm having a lot of conversations with clients right now about the things that need to be done by December 31st. And a few examples of things that you need to get done by the end of the year are charitable gifts. And so if you're going to make a charitable gift, it needs to, if it's cash, it needs to be postmarked by December 31st. If it's securities like a stock or something like that, it needs to be delivered to the charity's account by December 31st to be eligible for a gift in 2024.
Robert said farmers can have unique opportunities in their tax plans.
There's many more opportunities as a result as well. And so having that great connection with your CPA is really important. So you're sitting down, not in December 20th or later, you're sitting down maybe in October and looking through the opportunities to, you know, maybe accelerate some grain purchases or grain sales, or also maybe looking at maybe you should buy inputs for the following year. So those are great conversations to have with your accountant.
Find this story and more at iowaagna.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.